Day 35, or February the 4th. Be as good inside as you look outside. Our thoughts today are rooted in Leviticus chapter 8, verses 6 to 7. Then Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and washed them with water. He put the tunic on Aaron, tied the sash around him, clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod on him. He also fastened the ephod with a decorative waistband, which he tied around him. First, the big picture surrounding these verses. There are several chapters that describe in some detail how Aaron and the priests were prepared for ministry. The priestly clothing was first made at the same time as the tabernacle was erected. In addition, many items of furniture were made, all to a very high standard, by the craftsmen God had particularly gifted to do such intricate work. When the priests were consecrated, there was much symbolism in the use of blood and oil, and the procedure is found in several passages in the Bible. Interestingly, Hebrew for priest is Kohen, which may explain why lots of Jews bear this name today. And now our action step for today. Some of today's denominations still have leaders who dress in specific clothing, which has particular meaning and significance to their congregations and traditions. Two of Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, proved that outward conformity alone is not enough. Their hearts were not faithful to God or their calling to the priesthood, and they paid the ultimate price by losing their lives. They probably looked exactly the same as their faithful brothers, Eleazar and Ithamar, who lived many years and dutifully ministered to the people. Today, we are reminded of the truth that God looks on the inside, not the outside. We know this to be true today, but we still occasionally tend to live as though we could fool God by saying the right things and looking the part. This doesn't mean that outward appearance is of no importance, but it does mean that we can't fool God as easily as we fool others. Do you have an act of pretense to declare to God today?